name is Bill Quinn, and this is episode 14. So this episode, I'm actually taking a look back at an older episode, at an older interview I did over the summer with Heather Freudenthal from the Sunday Film Series. So why am I doing that now? Well, two reasons. A, I've always wanted to revisit that interview because Heather and I spoke for a long time, and there was a lot of really great stuff she told me, really kind of an interesting inside look at running a film series, some of the more memorable moments, some interesting stories. And we just didn't get to put them in the podcast episode because there was just too much stuff. So I've always wanted to go back and get some of those stories, put them together, and make another episode. And leading up to the Oscars here, I thought this is a perfect opportunity. We have the Oscars and a very controversial and significant Oscar ceremony at that. So I thought this is an opportunity to introduce other voices in film that are not necessarily Hollywood and the Oscars. And that's it. So with that, here's my interview, or here are some parts of the interview that didn't make the first episode with Heather. So how do you choose the films? Do you just pick, it's just movies that you've seen that you really like, or do you have some sort of standard or list of things that a film needs to meet to be in the series?
Yeah, so I'm not, my standards are not quite as high as most festivals would be. I certainly don't have a length requirement as far as too long or too short. You know, it doesn't have to be up to the quality that a lot of festivals would have, because the Sunday Film Series is founded on the principle of independent filmmaking. So with that, you're going to get a lot of new filmmakers, a lot of even amateur filmmakers, not to say that that's bad, and also just independent. So you don't have the budget to make it look and sound as amazing as you would want it to, or develop the story as much as you would want it to. So, but that being said, I think we've all seen films where you can kind of tell the difference between what seems kind of to be a very inexperienced filmmaker that means well, but the story is just not coming across, or perhaps it's a narrative and the acting feels a little rough and therefore uncomfortable, you know, or what I would consider a student film, you know. And so I tend not to go for that, because I do want audiences to feel that there is a certain quality to the films that I'm showing. In some cases, I just reach out to filmmakers and I say, I love your film, can I show it? In other cases, it's just filmmakers contacting me. I kind of have an open, it's always like rolling submissions, honestly.
What have been some of your favorite films that you've seen there? What are some of the best movies that you've, not that you've seen, but you've screened there? Or is it like, I mean, even though you didn't make all the movies, is it like picking children, or are you able to say like, oh, these are some of the standouts?
Yeah, actually, that's a really good question. Yeah, I like to say that all the films I choose because I love them for different reasons. But I of course am a viewer first and foremost. So there are some that stick out to me more than others. You know, as much as I appreciate animation and as much as I appreciate narrative and experimental film, I'm really drawn to documentaries. So some of my favorites have been documentaries and personal documentaries. So one year we showed 51 Birch Street, which is not a new film by any means, but it's by a filmmaker who's still very active, Doug Block. He just came out with 112 Weddings last year. He's working on a new film now. And I was a huge fan of the film. I got to know him, and so he agreed to show in my series. And that's a personal documentary about his parents and him learning all about his parents and his parents' marriage and things that he never knew when he was growing up. I also really like a film called 21 Below, which just follows a family during a kind of a hectic time in their life. It's a little bit hard to explain.
And not to make you pick favorites again, but who are some of your who have been some of the most interesting guests or directors, or some of your favorite moments as far as the speakers that you've had come, and what are some of the moments that stick out to you from the series?
I would have to say, I think actually one of the screenings that you were at, Battle for Brooklyn, I really enjoyed that, only because the topic is very controversial. It's not so much controversial, it's just it's showing a side of the story that not a lot of people know and not a lot of people are comfortable learning about. And not many people can go into it and just say, okay, well, I learned this about this side and I learned this about that side, and I'm okay just knowing all different aspects. Usually people have like a very strong point of view, and they can almost feel threatened by a different point of view, you know? So I felt like there were a few heated moments.
Well, I think there were some people that definitely disagreed with right. the filmmaker's point of view. So,
oh no, and absolutely, and that film is absolutely one-sided. I think people forget, like, you know, words like, phrases like one-sided or selfish, there's this connotation that that's a bad thing. And so people are like, oh, that film is so one-sided. And I'm like, it's absolutely one-sided. What's your point? Like, because when you're telling a film, you're telling a story. It's not really your job to be a CNN reporter covering all aspects of everything that's going on. It's your job to tell an interesting story. So that's what the filmmaker did. And he chose to focus on that story. I also showed a film called Fair Game, which was actually a relatively, that's actually kind of a more mainstream film. It had Naomi Watts and Sean Penn in it. And one of the producers was there. And, you know, there was just a lot of talk about war and the Middle East afterwards. And my father was in the audience, and my father is Israeli. My father had said a couple of heated comments, and that was kind of awkward for me. But I have to say, saying all that, I have to say that my most interesting film guest has got to be Signe Bauman. I always praise her. You'll always see me sharing her work on Facebook and posting things about her. She's an animator, and she does all adult content, but she has this sense of humor that's so witty and so raw. It just completely catches you off guard, especially in animation. And it's so vulgar, but not in an off-putting way. And then to top it all off, that's just her work. When she gets up and speaks afterwards, she just compliments that, you know? Well, for example, she was one of the panelists. I did a screening a few months ago, which was a bunch of animated shorts, all focusing on adult themes, and she was one of the panelists. And right off the bat, 5 minutes into the screening, I had said, who thought that when I said animation for adults that this was going to be about porn? And, you know, a bunch of people raised their hands. And I said, okay, well, it's not about porn. You know, I'll explain it to you. And she kind of interjects and says, oh, man, I totally brought my tissues, and now I'm not going to get to use them. So, like, stuff that I think the audience is like, holy shit, I did not expect that. So I've had her in my series several times, and she's just a delight to work with. So yeah. I love her.
Cool. By the way, so how much time are we talking about? How many years have you been doing this now?
So I've been doing it for just over 3 years now.
Okay. So yeah, so who are some of the more interesting visitors that you've met, or the more interesting, or the highlights of meeting people?
That's a really, actually, I'll tell you what was really memorable for me once is it's very rare that I do a night of shorts. Usually I show features. But every once in a while, I would do a night of short films. And a couple of years ago, I did a night of short films about New York City. So I collected a bunch of short films that it was a very vague and very broad topic, but all the shorts had something to do with New York City in their own way. And at the end of the night, an audience member raised his hand and kind of briefly, you know, complimented the filmmakers and said, I really enjoyed all your work and this was really great. But he then turned to me and he was like, and I really think that you are wonderful for putting this all together. You are doing such an amazing thing and doing great things for the filmmaker and for the filmmakers and the community. And I think the lineup was really exceptional and whatever, whatever. And he really just like took a moment to kind of, it's really about the filmmakers. You know, my job is to just kind of display their work and, you know, help them talk to the audience and help the audience get information from them. So to have that moment of recognition was very gratifying.
Right. Oh, I bet people, you know, particularly if you have returning, if you people probably put their trust in you at some point when they've come and they've seen a few movies that they like, they can start to come, you know, without knowing anything about the movie, just knowing you and being able to kind of come and know that they're going to get something that they like or something that's going to be interesting to them.
Actually, there's something I wanted to mention about that is that, you know, prior to starting my own film series, I had been to other similar series and gone to similar screenings. And I learned a lot about what I liked and what I didn't like about other screenings. So, you know, the way that the host might present, how they might interact with the filmmakers, you know, I kind of mentally took notes and said, okay, that works, that doesn't work, or that's not my style. But also, you know, I would, the film series that I would keep coming back to were ones where I didn't have to ask, what are you showing this month? Or what are you showing this week? And what is it about? And who's the filmmaker? And how long is it? I think after two or three times of going to screenings hosted by the same person, you get a sense of, okay, this person has really good taste, or this person has really bad taste.
Right.
It was really important to me to develop that, where people could say, oh, Heather's hosting a screening. I'm not even sure what the film is, but I'm sure it will be great. That's what I really want. And I actually had a uncomfortable moment a few years ago with a friend of mine who's a filmmaker in my series. And a mutual friend of ours submitted a film that I didn't accept for various reasons. And my friend kind of got involved and said, you know, hey, you know, this is, you're supposed to be helping out independent filmmakers. And, you know, I think you would be, you know, I'm not sure it's really that great that you're not accepting this film. You know, you should really be putting it in your series. And I had to politely say to him, like, listen, I hear you, and that's what I'm trying to do, but I do have certain standards. And frankly, I'm, you know, if the filmmaker has a problem with it, he can talk to me. But I'm certainly not going to change my mind because a third party comes in and says something, you know? So that's really hard, but it is part of my mentality of, like, you know what, even if you are a good friend of mine or a friend of a friend, at the end of the day, I'm still going to judge the work for if I feel like it fits or not, you know?
I guess two questions, really. What if a filmmaker is listening and they are interested in submitting their film? Mm-hmm. What do they do? And then my second question would be, what if someone wants to help you out? What if they want to get involved and it's like, oh yeah, I'd like to volunteer for something like that. What are you looking for, or how do people go about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, the logistical thing is to just email me. So I have kind of a long last name, so I'm not going to like spell it out.
And I can link to it on the site. So if
great.
So we'll have it on the blog.
So I don't have an email specifically linked to the Sunday Film Series. It's just my personal Gmail account. So really just emailing me and saying one or the other. I'm a filmmaker. Would you please look at my film? I get emails like that all the time. And that's it. Just give me the link. Give me the password. Tell me a little bit about it, why you want to have a screening, or, you know, kind of what you're looking for. And I will take a look at it and get back to you. Same process. If you want to get involved, you just tell me why you want to be involved, where you feel like you want to help out the most, and, you know, I'll get back to you. As far as helping out goes, again, that's at the moment, I'm not sure there's much to help out with this specific moment, but it's one of those things where there's always something to do and there's always something to learn. So while I was having screenings very regularly, I actually had three interns at one time, and one was handling all my social media. One was physically at the event, taking pictures, uploading them for me, helping me set up chairs, helping me set up the projectors. And then what was my third intern doing? I think, she was scouting out other venues for me and looking into other venues and getting information about where I could possibly screen aside from where I was already screening. So there's plenty of things that can be done. Right now, I think what I could use help with is maybe partnerships and finding a way to partner with bigger organizations on a more regular basis. I've partnered with some amazing local organizations before, and it's great, but it's usually on a kind of a short-term basis or a one or two-time basis. So I'd love to be involved in something that's more ongoing. So if anyone's listening and wants to help out with that, feel free to email me.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Heather Freudenthal for talking to me and telling you a little bit about the Sunday Film Series. And a huge thank you to Liam Billingham, who introduced me to Heather in the first place. The episodes would have not happened if it were not for him. The website is great. You should definitely check it out. They have a really nice little movie on there right now called 85% Broken, which is a short film. It's a documentary, but don't want to get too much into it, but it's just about the creative process and an artist living in a small town, and I really enjoyed it. So check all that out, and I will see you next time. Well, if you like that episode, I have good news. There's plenty more on my website, thebillquinnpodcast.blogspot.com. Plus, you can get notices about future episodes by following me on Twitter and liking my Facebook page. The Twitter account is @BQuinnPodcast. Also, you might work for an organization, run an organization, or know somebody who does work for an organization that would be a great fit for a future episode. Please get in touch. Email me at thebillquinnpodcast@gmail.com. I hope to hear from you.
Hang on one second. I'm sorry. I'm distracted by the sun. Sorry.